Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're talking about some ridiculous food labels that are out there that kind of tell you things that really aren't true. But
they mislead.
But they're misleading claims. However, they seem to fall under the radar where they're not being monitored by the FDA. One of those things, first of all, is lightly sweetened. And you'll hear this phrase, lightly sweetened, to suggest that there's less sugar. So the FDA has regulations when it comes to being sugar-free or no added sugars. But guess what, Lee?
What?
There's nothing governing the claims low sugar or lightly sweetened. Don't you think they should be doing something those?
So lightly sweetened could mean anything.
So whether you have frosted mini wheats, the bite-sized ones, they're lightly sweetened, should be determined by federal rules, not the marketing executives that are at the manufacturing. So they're kind of getting around this.
So lightly sweetened could have as much as regularly sweetened.
Right, right. So there's nothing guarding that. Now, the other one, this one we've talked about before, this is a great one, where it says it's a good source of fiber. Now, we both know the fiber is like the wild, wild west now. And you can add fiber into yogurt, and, you can put, all of a sudden, things that you're going, wow, that's now healthy for me?
Right.
Because of all the fiber. Because we know that fiber reduces the risk for colon cancer. Also, it helps lower LDL levels. But there's differences in types of fibers.
It usually doesn't mean what's the good one, the soluble?
Right. And here we have the isolated fibers, which is what they can add, which is like polydextrose, sorbitol, and all these other manufactured things that aren't in vegetables or fruits. Actually, they're the insoluble fibers, and they have not yet been shown to lower blood pressure or cholesterol, but they fall under the umbrella of this whole thing of being fiber. So fiber is not necessarily fiber. Then you have also this thing called the real fruit, made with real fruit, okay? You'll get this with Betty Crocker's Strawberry Splash Fruit Gushers. They don't even contain strawberries. They have pear concentrate in them.
Fruit doesn't mean strawberries. There's lots of fruits.
So
why would you think that something called strawberry and it says real fruit would mean that it has strawberries?
Right. But the fact that the FDA can't regulate this, same thing when you hear the same terms as all natural. You have some Minute Maid premium all natural flavors, berry
sugar is
punch.
Natural.
Right. Sugar is. But high fructose corn syrup is not
natural too. That's corn. Corn's natural.
That's actually not natural. So when you convert something over, so it's one of these things where, still there's misleading labels. FDA, get on it and change these things.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.